I've heard so many talks. So I will speak briefly. And in the course of the discussion, I will try to introduce our family. This Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the Samsthapak Acharya, the founder of our mission. And about 500 years ago, he made his appearance on earth in the most holy place of Navadvip town, in what is considered to be, from a secular point of view, West Bengal in India. There he began his to unfold that which he was about for the benefit of the whole world. And gradually, various personalities came to join with him. We have pictured on the wall here, if you will look, six personalities. They are most famous and most important to us and to the whole world. You may say that Swami is saying they are famous, but I don't know about them. But once my Guru Maharaj, he was in this place many years ago giving a talk, and he referred to this place as a remote area of the world. He was really referring to America. We live here, and we think it is the hub, the center of the universe. But there are other angles of vision, and he had a very different angle of vision. From his perspective, this, what we would think is a remote area of the world, Nadia, Navadvip, West Bengal, this is the hub, the center, from which everything good in the world is coming. What is good is what will make us happy. Everyone living for happiness, for joy. Anandamayam Vyasa. Truth is about joy. Truth is joy, and our truth will be to experience that joy. If we are a little honest, then we will think that joy only I want, and how much? No limit. And how close have I come to that after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years? Honest person will say, not very close at all to the kind of happiness I want. So how to get this kind of joy? That message is coming from this place, through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Now, we have wealth of philosophy and literature that you can study to appreciate this point, and we encourage you to investigate it. After all, there are many religious conceptions in the world, and it's not that they don't have potential to bring joy. Real idea of religion is to make one happy by bringing one in touch with the source of happiness. But how much we come in touch, to what degree and to what extent, this is another finer point to consider. So all the religious traditions speaking about this ideal, but if we take the yardstick, the ruler of objectivity, and we go to measure the extent to which they are talking about potential for joy. We will find this teaching of Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates and followers is giving very long, very deep idea. Ramya kachit upasana rajabadu vargena vakalpita. This we heard this morning. This idea. Never has there been, nor would there ever be, a method, an ideal of approaching truth that can compare with this in terms of its potential for producing joy. So, you don't have to take my word, but this is for you to investigate and experience for yourself. This is our invitation. And these persons on the wall, six Goswamis they are called, they are very famous in the real center of the world from the vantage point of joy. Most famous. And when they appeared in our midst about 500 years ago, they showed so much comprehensive knowledge of revealed literature, sacred literature. So much knowledge. So comprehensive. It is absolutely staggering. You may have heard of Veda, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, all these things. And many people talk about them from different angles of vision. But their understanding of this current of sound is so comprehensive. It will bewilder your mind. What is their grasp on these sacred texts? And through their explanations of them, they are revealing to us this path of joy. What is that idea of joy? It is joy that is not burdened or encumbered even by knowledge. Gyan shunya bhakti. It is idea of the absolute in which the absolute comes so close to human society that appears almost human. When we have a picture of the absolute in which God is more removed from human society, then we have to venerate and show respect and regard. Just like in our country we have President Clinton. So general people know him as Mr. President. But some people know him as Bill. And he has children. They know him by other name, like Daddy. And wife knows him by who knows what names she might call him. So, from this lineage, we can find out something about God where the idea that He is God gets in the way. We can, through this lineage, we can enter the family life, the social life of God, on intimate terms. That is, aham bhaje shweta dvipam tamaham golokam itiyam. It is shweta dvip, golok. These two have been, there's two ways of saying. Shweta dvip means island. Shweta means like white, like pure. So we are interested in going to that private island of God. Just like if you know that a man has a private island in the Pacific Ocean, you think, oh, that is a very secret place, very special place, what goes on there? So we want to go there. And through this Guru Parampara, it means that disciplic succession, from guru to disciple, from guru to disciple. This message has been handed down for 500 years. And pictured on the wall, these six Goswamis, Sri Rup Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Our succession is coming. In the modern era, one great personality appeared in Bengal, and he has been called Seventh Goswami. Because his work, in terms of explaining this esoteric idea, is analogous to the work of the six Goswamis, what they did. They took the ecstasy of love of Sri Chaitanya, which is like a waterfall. If you see a great waterfall, it is difficult to approach that. But if someone makes it into a lake, then you can drink from that, you can bathe in there, and take advantage in so many ways. So they took the love, ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya, and they explained that ecstasy in terms of Veda, Upanishads, Bhagavatam. In this way, through their literatures, they made that approachable. Later, some 500 years, 400 some years later, this seventh Goswami appeared to make further accessible this ideal of love. And his name is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. If you go to Bengal or even Vrindavan and you address like this, people will ask, what is your paribar? What is your paribar? What family you are in? Are you coming from, they think, these Goswamis, Jati Gosai, or Nityananda Paribar, Gadadhar, Advaita, who are all associates of Chaitanya when they came, when he came. And our answer to that is given by the Shishya, by the disciple of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His answer is, we are Bhakti Vinod Paribar. We are in this family. This is our family. Bhakti Vinod Thakur started a mission he had an idea, a conception, to make this most esoteric teaching of all the revealed scripture widely available. His disciple Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur formed a big mission, Gaudiya Math, and sent missionaries around the world for the first time to bring this message to other continents outside of India. And my Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was one of the sishyas of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he had other sishyas also. And as I am disciple of him, seated here today also, on my left is Bhakti Nandan Swami Maharaj, and he is the sishya or the disciple of Bhakti Rakshak Siradev Goswami Maharaj, who is a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta, who is the Guru Bhai or God brother of my Guru. And on my right, Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj, and he is the sishya of Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who is also a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and is God, who is God brother of my Guru Maharaj. So these three, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, and Bhakti Rakshak Shiladev Goswami Maharaj, they are becoming most famous in the Western world through the preaching of their shishyas, of their disciples. And I am feeling so happy to be seated here in the middle of them, these two shishyas, who are doing just the kind of work that my Guru Maharaj so much wanted them to do and to combine with his God brothers to do all over the world. We are all should understand this is a historic moment where we are seated here today. And from this, and the kind of gathering that is going on in this place today and last few days, so many things will come to glorify these great gurus, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, Bhakti Raksha Chidari Goswami Maharaj, K.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and their guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and his guru, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and so many gurus in the line, back to the six Goswamis, and Sriman Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Nandan Swami Maharaj, he's came into this world in Navadvip area, that holy place that is, like I said, center of the world from the perspective of love. From his very kule bhavati dimati, what is it? Etadi dulabhataram kule bhavati dimati. Krishna has described in Bhagavad Gita this kind of birth. It is very, very rare to take birth in Vaishnava family, in family of transcendentalists, for only one purpose, for giving God consciousness to others. And he has left that place after the departure of his Gurudev, who he serves very obediently. He has a relationship like son to his Gurudev. Practically, he was raised in the math, in the mission. And his Guru Maharaj saw that he would get education. He had a plan in mind for him. He will get education, secular education and religious education, that he may know the secular world, because he had a vision. One day he will go the world over and speak the language, the Siddhanta, the conclusions of pure devotion in the language of the world. So he is doing that. And he has begun mission, and he has ashram in this city also, some of you know. He says it is small and simple, but there is an English saying, small is beautiful. Krishna is only medium size. So it is a big mission. Small in appearance, but big in conception. So I am so happy that he is here representing his Guru Maharaj, and so happy that Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is here representing his Guru Maharaj. And so we are all in the same family. We are like cousin brothers, and then sishyas of Narayan, the disciples of Narayan Maharaj are here, disciple of Nandan Swami, some other people following me to some extent, and Sripad Narasimha Maharaj, his sishyas also, and one of my other god brothers, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, some of his followers. So you have come, those of you who are visiting here first time, and into a family gathering. We are three sannyasis who give up the world, but we have family at the same time. This is the family of Radha Govinda. And so I hope that you will try to take advantage of this opportunity, and in the future you will remember it. You will see many wonderful things come from this. So with that, then I will ask Bhakti Nandan Swami to say also a few words. Bhakti Nandan Swami Maharaj ki jai.
You can do this.
Sita Narayan Maharaj and I do especially appreciate the efforts on the part of Sita Chaturvedi Maharaj and Sita Narasimha Maharaj to welcome him, to receive him so cordially, so nicely after in with natural Vaishnava. So when I see, I see such Vaishnava to unify the Vaishnavas from apparently from different branches, different gurus, but I say apparently, but essentially they're from the same family. Because after all, they're all devotees, lovers of Supreme Universal Beautiful Truth, the Supreme Buddha. So after all, we're all the disciples of Supreme Guru. So it's most probably when you see the unifying efforts, the efforts which unify many Vaishnavas together, it's very lovely indeed. So it's a very pleasant moment. I have known Sripad Narayan Maharaj from Navadvip town, even though in the past it did not happen to be like that, that we talk to each other for a long time. Naturally, we are engaged in the respective devotional services in our own fields. But we make each other this our time. But it, after meeting with him this morning and having a very heartfelt talks, it was clear, it was the design and the divine copy that our relations manifest in America in this way. I was also talking to him this morning that Dhamma can manifest anywhere in the world, on soul, spiritual, especially in the presence of Vaishnava. That I wish now gone, she is coming alive. I remember Sri Guru had also told the same reality to Sri Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. As Prabhupada, Sri Prabhupada was asked Guru Maharaj what to do at the last part of his age. That I am engaged here in preaching the Vishnu Prabhupada Chaitanya, but I am afraid and I apprehend that I have to leave all the years. I don't want to do. I want to go back to the home to prepare for that. But at the same time, it's also very much needed to carry on the mission of Lord Chaitanya as the order and desire of my beloved Guru Shabbat Siddhanta Shakti Thakur. The Srila Maharaj wants you to pursue your advice. So Guru Maharaj said, this Western land is Prabhu Bhakta Deshri. Prabhu Bhakta Deshri means it's given by your Lord. It's God given to you. Lord given to you. Also Guru given to you. Prabhu means it has wide range, high range. It covers the Guru, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Divine Kapha. Why Guru Maharaj said Prabhu Dattva Desh? He meant all. It actually happened given the responsibility. They were entrusted with the responsibility of preaching the mission of Sri Mahaprabhu, Guru Govind, the Kashi Tham, the Manika, the land of the West, so it is Prabhu Dattva Desh. Even it happens so that you have to leave this world, in this being in America, it's all right. Because wherever you are, the presence of the home will be there. So, this is the principle, standard principle for us to view the reality. So I feel that the presence, in the presence of Sripad Narayana Maharaj here, but our essence, which could not necessarily manifest in the same way in the Navadvip town, took place here. That's very happy. And we have very heartfelt thoughts in regard to Srila Guru Maharaj and Jagat Srila Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Even though I personally physically did not meet with Jagat Srila Krishna Goswami Maharaj since I'm young in age, but I heard Srila Guru Maharaj speaking about him very affectionate, heartfelt. Whenever some context came about Pujabhas, Krishna Goswami Maharaj, I was so happy to speak about him, glorifying his own very natural heart and affection to him. So I felt, naturally I met, I did have darshan of Pujabhas, Krishna Goswami Maharaj through the expression of Srila Guru Maharaj, affectionate expression, remembrance. So in that way, Srila Narayana Maharaj is one of the foremost, dearest disciples of Pujyapada Keshava Goswami Maharaj, who also very respectfully, out of his loving respect, accepted Sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj, Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Lakshak, Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj. So by this instance, we naturally understand how much loving respect he had in the core of his heart for Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Lakshak, Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj. So naturally, it's naturally understood they have very extraordinary spiritual relationship between him. Srila Narayana Maharaj is his dear disciple. Actually, that relationship is very dear to us. So after all, they're from the same family, same Rupanuga family, family of Lord Chaitanya, family of divine couple. Right. The way Tripurari, Sripad Tripurari Maharaj explained to you all, presented to you all, very nicely done. So, stated in the scripture, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastri Kala, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastri Kala. It's found in all of us. It's full of glorification of Sadhu Sangha, it's association with the devotees. That if we can even take Sadhu Sangha for a moment with purity of heart, that is very much better. Very beneficial for spiritual advancement, there is no doubt about this. But the point is that how realistically we can accept, receive it in our life, depends upon the quality of intelligence of free will. So, today is a very auspicious opportunity to go out in this way to receive household. In the presence of Sripad Narayana Maharaj, Guru Swami Narasimha Maharaj, it's my pleasure to be here naturally. Why Sadhu Sangha means association of pure devotees so much glorified? Because Sadhu Sangha means in some other form, having the association of pure lover of God, means love of God. As we deeply accept Sadhu Sangha, we also feel the vibration, same feeling. In other words, we become aligned, even for a moment, the same feeling of the purity of love of God. And that's very much beneficial, that value stays in the eternity. Whether we can calculatively always understand or not, doesn't matter. We don't understand so many things in our life, but still it is true, it's beneficial. The way Sripad Tripurari Swami Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj, or Narasimha Maharaj, is rendering devotional service work here in the Eugene, as well as in the Vrindavan town, other parts of the world that was planning to bring to Asia, is very appreciable. It's very appreciable, very happy. So, I'm to humbly remain here. God, please listen to the natural inspiration and release us from Narayana Maharaj. It loves to be. thanks to God.
शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः भक्त्या विहीना पराधलक्ष्यै चेत्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्।
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग गांधार्विका गिरधारी श्री राधा गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जी। माय हार्टली ऑफिशियंसेस, I heartily Shraddha Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my holy master Nitya Lila Pravist Om Vishnu Parashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So reverent and renounced order Guru to my Gurudev Srisila Om Vishnu Par Srisila Bhakti Raksha Dev Goswami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru who took sannyas from my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, this Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, I regard him like my Shiksha Guru, so my heartily so many humble pranams to him, his lotus feet. I have not gone to Vartaman,
present
universities to learn Hindi, Bengali or English. I'm no well educated, very simple. I am attended only the University of Haridas Thakur and also of Sri Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And their teachers were, professors were my bona fide Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Goswami Dev Maharaj, Swamiji, Goswami Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Pujyapad Saraswati Maharaj, Pujyapad Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So many professors were there. But I could not learn anything from them. I only heard and heard something very simple, Harikatha, from them. So I cannot express my all heartly thanks to you. My English is lame and so much poor. They are learned persons and certainly they are well educated. And having so much mercy from their Gurudevs and all other Vaishnavas. You have heard them. But I am not so much qualified to express my all desires and all these things, which can I express in Bangla and English naturally. But anyhow, you like tamarind voice, and I'm telling something. So excuse me for not good speaking in English. Anyhow, you are Vaishnav, you can take the essence what I'm going to tell. I have come, in the beginning I told tomorrow in the morning that I have not come here, but Swamiji, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, attacked me, taking my Dishika in his hands, dragged me here. Oh, you should come here and see how good preaching. Those were instructions, so much engaged to and involved to wine, wealth and woman. Now you see, you can see how they have been turned in pure devotees. You can see, come on, you can see very little boys, Kishori ladies, aged persons, male and female, like Indian devotees having so good mala here, prominent tilak, chanting and dancing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Come on and see. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami had ordered Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. At that time he was only A.C.
Abhay
Charan.
Charanagatinda.
And after he took sannyas, he became Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So he told to the very young Abhay Charan Arvinda that you are so qualified, you can preach in Western countries where they don't know ABCD of this spiritual knowledge. You will have to go and help them. So he remembered. And after about 50 years or more than that, he came to Western countries. And Swami Maharaj ordered me that you should come with me in Western countries and help me. But at that time, anyhow, I could not come. But I know that they are truth speaker, Satya Sankalpa. So his wish tracked me here. Only after 18 years, I am coming and seeing everywhere. All the devotees are honoring me. I have done some service to him. At the time of taking sannyas renounce order, I was in Mathura and I was performing all the duties. I have served Swami in so many ways, sending his books, so many deities, his kartals, so many mridangs, also some peda, sweet peda from Mathura. So many times he liked so much. He was fond of offering Mahaprasad to Krishna, so sweet and delicious. And he used to cook also. We remember the days when I was with him, cooking ourselves. He was making chapatis and I was cooking them on tawa. I remember the days when he had nothing, a pais, a farthing, no good these dresses. I used to give my chadar and upon that we used to sit, telling and hearing so many harikatha there. And he was translating Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and other books.
lips, so many yes with me, and I stopped him. And at last he told me that I am satisfied that you have come. I am going to my beloved Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should give my samadhi with your own hands and help my mission. I know that they are not well.
They are not matured.
They know the difference between karma mishra bhakti, jnan mishra bhakti, and shuddha bhakti. So you should help them. I told that you are my shiksha guru. I will follow your orders. So I think that he has brought me here and Krishna has arranged. But wherever I go, I see that so many Swamiji disciples and others are giving me help and inspiration to preach the message of Swamiji, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, for which he has come. He was Krishna actually, but he has taken the mode and golden beauty of Srimati Radhika to test himself, Krishna. His mission, the root mission, was to give the love and affection to whole world through Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.